This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The Health Ministry has written to all states and union territories asking them to take urgent measures to prevent hospital fires during summer months. In a letter to the Chief Secretary, the four states and UTs, Health Secretary Apoorva Chandra said, hospital fires become a more significant threat as temperatures escalate during the summer months. The Health Ministry requested the states and UTs to direct the state health departments and state disaster management authorities to work in close collaboration to ensure that all accredited hospitals within their jurisdiction take immediate action to prevent hospital fires. It said hospitals must regularly inspect firefighting equipment such as fire extinguishers, hydrants and alarms. This includes checking the expiry dates of extinguishers, ensuring hydrants are accessible and have adequate water pressure, and that fire alarms are operational and audible throughout the facility. The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday to give its nod to candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President JP Nadda, Union Minister Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, among others, attended the meeting along with members of the committee and office bearers from states. The committee deliberated on names of the candidates for over 3 hours. Congress has fielded its UP unit chief Ajay Rai against Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. Senior Congress leader Digvijay Singh will contest from Rajgarh Lok Sabha seat in Madhya Pradesh. The party released another list of 45 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls yesterday. MP Danish Ali will be the Congress candidate from Amroha seat in UP, while Karthi Chidambaram will fight from Shivaganga seat and Manikam Tagore from Virudu Nagar parliamentary constituency in Tamil Nadu. The Congress has left Rajasthan's Nagaur Lok Sabha seat for Hanuman Beniwas Rashtriya Lok Tantrik Party. Congress has also released the first list of 18 candidates for the upcoming Sikkim Assembly polls. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court has further extended the custody of Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita to Enforcement Directorate ED till the 26th of this month in the money laundering case connected with the liquor policy scam. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja passed the order after the BRS leader was produced in the court on the expiry of her ED remand. The Central Probe Agency had sought 5 more days of remand of Ms. Kavita in the court. This comes a day after the Supreme Court refused to entertain Kavita's bail plea in the case and asked her to move the trial court. BJP leader Anurag Thakur has accused Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal of being the kingpin of corruption in the liquor scam. Addressing media in Delhi, Mr. Thakur criticized Mr. Kejriwal for not resigning from the post of Chief Minister yet. The BJP leader said that the Aam Aadmi Party leader had said that once voted to power, he would run a campaign against drugs in Punjab. Mr. Thakur pointed out that over 20 people lost their lives in Sangrur due to consumption of spurious liquor. In Punjab, the death toll due to consumption of alleged spurious liquor in several villages of Sangrur district rose to 21, while more than 20 persons are in hospitals and among them are stated to be critical. The Election Commission of India has sought a report from Chief Secretary and DGP through Chief Electoral Officer of Punjab regarding the incident. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have busted a major terror module linked with the proscribed terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed, JEM, by arresting 4 terrorists, associates in Srinagar. Acting on specific information, a joint mobile vehicle checkpost comprising of Srinagar police, 50 Rashtriya Rifles, Valley QRT and 29 Battalion CRPF was established in Kenihama area in the jurisdiction of Naugam police station. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 209 runs for victory, Sunrisers Hyderabad made 204 for 7 in 20 overs. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur at 3:30 p.m., while Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. Maharashtra's Nahid Divecha has won 2 gold medals in the Indian Masters National Badminton Championship 2024 in Panchkula. Divecha, a member of the Bombay Gymkhana and associate with Shuttle Craze Academy, clinched the women 50 singles title. And with that, we end this news bulletin.